We hear a lot about power in this age in which we live. Hydroelectrical power, nuclear power, presidential power. I've heard since I was a kid that you should never underestimate the power of a woman. And when power fails, it can bring tragedy. When the electricity goes off, the food in the deep freeze melts. Hospitals make elaborate provisions for the power failure by installing elaborate backup systems to keep their life support machines running. But today I want to talk to you about another kind of power that has no weakness. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, it never fails. Something that never fails. Can you guess what that might be? The answer is in the Bible. The Apostle Paul said, love never fails. One of the newer translations of 1 Corinthians 13 puts it this way. This love of which I speak is slow to lose patience. It looks for ways of being constructive. It is not possessive. It is neither anxious to impress, nor does it cherish inflated ideas of its own importance. Love has good manners and does not pursue selfish advantage. It is not touchy. It does not keep account of evil nor gloat over the wickedness of other people. On the contrary, it is glad with all good men when truth prevails. Love knows no limit to its endurance, no end to its trust, no fading of its hope. It can outlast anything. It is, in fact, the one thing that still stands when all else has fallen. In this life, we have three great lasting qualities, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of them is love. What a beautiful and powerful statement to the enduring quality of love. Another passage of Scripture that gives a great definition of love is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice, God so loved the world that he gave. One day, my son Randy came home from school, announced that the teacher had them write a definition of love. I became quite interested and asked the little guy what he had written. He shuffled his feet and looked down at the floor and said, well, Dad, it wasn't very much. When I told him I'd sure like to know what he said, he looked away and replied, it sure could have been better. I continued to inquire, and after a few more explanations of the fact that it wasn't very long or very good, he finally broke down and told me, I wrote, to love is to give. I was amazed. Man, I said, that's great. Where did you come up with such a great definition? He looked surprised. Dad, he said, haven't you ever seen John 3:16? I looked at him with profound respect. He had hit the nail right on the head. A few years ago, a popular song told us, what the world needs now is love. That's the only thing there's just too little of. I agree, if they're talking about the real thing. But all too often, love is not spelled G-I-V-E. It is spelled T-A-K-E or L-U-S-T. And there lies the problem. The Word of God is our source of truth on this topic as on any other. And the majority of people in our world ignore God's Word. God is love. And to truly understand love, we must get to know God. May God bless you as you learn of God, who is love.